How do you expand the maxilla in an adult? In most adults, palatal expansion requires some sort of surgical procedure of the maxilla to assist in the palatal expansion. This process is known as surgically assisted maxillary expansion. But we still attach the expander to the teeth, and because of that, the teeth tend to tip. Would it be possible to expand the maxilla in adults using mini screws as the anchors rather than the teeth? Would this result in natural expansion and avoid tooth tipping? Those questions were addressed in a study that was published in the April 2007 supplement of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. The title of this article is Three-Dimensional Evaluation of Surgically Assisted Implant Bone-Borne Rapid Maxillary Expansion. This study was co-authored by Eva Tauscha and several other researchers from the departments of orthodontics at Technical University in Dresden, Germany, and the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Canada. The purpose of this study was to perform a three-dimensional analysis of the movement of teeth, alveolar processes, and skeletal structures caused by a bone-borne rapid maxillary expansion device. In order to accomplish this project, the authors used a sample of 10 subjects. Their average age was 25 years. All subjects needed rapid maxillary expansion as a part of their orthodontic therapy. But instead of using a typical palatal expander for these adults, the authors placed two palatal screws between the maxillary first and second premolars on the palatal side. Then a typical Hyrax expander was placed on top of these implants. Therefore, the implant provided anchorage so that the maxilla could be expanded. After the surgical osteotomy, the expansion screw was activated 4 times a day, twice in the morning and twice in the evening, for 8 days. Immediately after expansion, the maxillary teeth were aligned. Computed tomographic scans were made of each subject parallel to the occlusal plane before the actual procedure began and then after the procedure was completed. You see, the authors wanted to evaluate where the expansion occurred and also how much the teeth tipped relative to the orientation of the two halves of the maxilla before and after expansion. Okay, I think you get the idea of the experiment. What happened? First of all, the authors showed that using their expansion device, which was anchored to the bone using mini screws, the typically V-shaped opening of the suture, the dental arch, and the alveolar processes was greatest in the anterior and converged toward the posterior aspect of the palate. Now, this is typical with most surgical expansions. But the striking difference in this sample compared to most surgical expansions occurred with a dentition. Remember, direct force application to the bone was produced with the screws. Therefore, the authors showed in the results that the teeth tipped between 6 to 9 degrees less than the alveolar processes. In addition, the authors found no root resorption, no bony dehiscences, and no buccal tipping of the teeth. So in conclusion, these authors found that by anchoring the expansion device into the palate, they could actually expand the bones and not tip the teeth. An additional side effect occurred after the expansion was removed. You see, the authors could use the implants for stabilization by attaching a transpalatal arch as the bone was filling in the sutural site. If you're interested in viewing the photographs of this expander and the specific description of how and where the implants were placed, you can find all of this information in the April 2007 supplement of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.